Wesco doubleheader for our friend Steve Willits tonight. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, Dick. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well, man. You know, you want to start Montlake Terrace, Linwood, or do you want to go Meadowdale Edmonds Woodway? Your call.
Well, we'll save the big one for last.
All right.
So we'll go in reverse order. The game that we just signed off on about 3 minutes ago here off the air, Linwood getting the 32-13 victory over Montlake Terrace tonight. A Linwood Royals team that is now one game away from their first playoff berth in 21 years. A game that was a lot tighter than we were expecting, quite frankly. On paper, it looked like it was going to be an easy victory for Linwood, but at halftime, it was 14-7, and Linwood had the lead, but really they were kind of shooting themselves in the foot. A couple of key turnovers gave Montlake Terrace opportunities. The Hawks missed two field goals in the second quarter that could have made it a one-point game. And so really a seven-point game at halftime. Linwood makes some adjustments. They come out in the second half. They get two touchdowns in the third quarter. They pick up another one early fourth, and they extend the lead to 32-7 before Montlake Terrace finally gets a final touchdown. But really, and we're still compiling stats, but a nice game all around for Linwood. Riley Johnson had three huge catches, one of which was an 83-yard touchdown reception from Alton Hammond. DeLon Smiley-Tatum, the transfer from Meadowdale, he picked up two touchdowns tonight. Linwood now, again, 4-2 in league play. And they'll probably wrap up that number three seed in the South with a victory next week over Shorecrest, another game they'll be heavily favored in.
So what does the Wesco look like at this point right now?
I'm glad you asked, because the other game tonight was for the championship of the South.
All right.
Edmonds Woodway and Meadowdale, two teams that came into the night undefeated in league play, a game that was very close early on. There was no score after the first quarter. Both teams kind of battling and bend but don't break defenses. Two long drives that both ended in turnovers on downs, and then finally Meadowdale put up two quick touchdowns in the second quarter. Drew Tingsted called his own number on a 5-yard run from the quarterback position, and then a little while later Jayshon Butler had a 9-yard catch from Tingsted. It made it a 14-0 game. Edmonds Woodway scoring before the end of the half. They get a 54-yard pass from Cameron Crawl to Jarrow Rouse, and then Meadowdale gets a 37-yard field goal right before the end of the half, so the Mavericks are up 17-7 at that point. They end up getting a couple more touchdowns later on in the second half, and they get a 31-14 victory. And the Mavericks, who a lot of people picked around here, I think the coaches' poll had them finishing fourth or fifth in the division.
Wow.
They end up winning the title this year, so they take the number one seed out of the South. Edmonds Woodway is locked up the number two, and then Linwood, like I said, with a win next week, they would take three.
And then the North, what's it look like in the North?
North is going to be settled tomorrow night. They've got a game, two teams that are new to Wesco this year, Ferndale and Squalicum, who I think now that some folks are wishing they hadn't invited them to the party.
Yeah.
Because those two teams are really dominating the North, and both teams now, I think, ranked in the top four in the state. They're going to do battle tomorrow night up in Bellingham. A very similar situation. They're both undefeated in league play. They have two-game leads over everybody else in the division, so really it's essentially a championship game tomorrow night. So the winner will take the number one seed there. The team that loses will have already locked up the number two seed. You're probably looking at Oak Harbor taking the three seed up there. And then the way it's set up this year, the number four seeds from both the North and the South will have to have a play-in game. I think it's the following Tuesday after next week to determine who gets the seventh and final playoff spot.
And will you have that game tomorrow on SoundLiveSports.net?
I wish we would, because I think that's going to be a great battle.
It will.
We're not covering it, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Two teams that are very explosive. I think Squalicum right now, at last I checked, was leading the state in scoring. Ferndale, they've had five of their seven games in which they've scored over 40 points. So I think you're going to get a shootout tomorrow night, and it's going to be electric. And I think the folks that do get up there to Bellingham are going to see one heck of a ball game.
Sounds good, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dick.
You bet.